We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. When we are beginning, Chof Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Kivet Soitzav Tal Talim. We're continuing darshaning the Psukim in Shir Ashirim. The Pasuk says in Shir Ashirim, Roishoi Kesem Paz, Kivet Soitzav Tal Talim Shchairos Ka'irev. Zokt the Gemara, was Kivet Soitzav Tal Talim coming to Miramis? Amar Abchisto Amar Ukva Malamed, Shesh Lidroish, I'll call koitz v'koitz on every, literally means thorn, but it means on every top of every letter, they have these tagim, these little dots on lines on top of every letter in the Sefer Torah. On each of those koitzim, you could darshan tilei tilim shalachos. You get darshan piles of halachos on each koitz, on each letter. That's the kutsoys of Taltalim is a remesek. Kutsoys of the koitz, Taltalim, you could dash in tile tile shalachas. Pasuk says further, Shchairis Kairiv, we'll talk about the Torah here. Shchairis Kairiv, who do you find that has the power to darshan so many halachas is b'mi atamayitzim b'mishim mashkim umara b'layim b'smedesh. Someone who learns in the b'smedesh in the morning and in the evening. Loshen Shchairis Ka'irev, Shchairis Loshen Shachris, and Oirev Loshen Mairev, Loshen at night. That's who you find who could will have the kayach, the darshan, all these things. Someone who's always in the base marriage, the morning and the evening. Rabba Amma darshan, a little different about the Oirev. Rabba Amma Misha Mashkir Ponov Aleim Ka'irev. Someone who blackens his face. Oirev is a black raven. So someone who learns very stark and his face becomes black. That's the type of person who will be able to darshan all these things. He learns so stark. He learns so strongly, and his tall face turns black like an Erev. Rabba Amma, Misha Mashkel Pana Valerian Ka Erev. Rabba Amma, Misha Mesim Atzmai Achzari Albana Babri Beisai Ka Erev. Someone who wants to learn Torah sometimes has to make himself Achzar on his children and his family. What's an example of that? Ki Hodr Adar Amasta Vakazal Bei Rav. Father Master was leaving to learn. Unlike the Bisu, his wife told him, what are you giving me for your kids? I have no food for them. Like, you're going to learn, but where's the money? Is all the vegetables, and you know, all the wild vegetables, are they gone? Yeah, vegetables. What's wrong with vegetables? That's one shot. The difference in Rashi is, kormi means these certain reeds that you can take out the inside and grind it up and make a certain type of bread out of it. Basically, he was telling him, you know, we have the basics. You want the luxuries? That you don't have to do. So it's like an Oirev. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim that we say every day in Pesukah Zimra, Bnei Oirev Asher Yikro, that the derech of the raven is that he's a chzori to his children. He doesn't feed his children. He goes away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, Mezamel Lehen Yatushim. He prepares bugs and he puts a strain into their mouth. Hashem feeds the Bnei Oirev. So someone who wants to learn Torah, sometimes he has to act like an Oirev to his children. Another drasha, and the pasuk says, "Mashalim l'soynov el ponov lahavidoi," that Hashem pays up his enemies, the rishaim, their schar in this world, in order that they shouldn't have in the next world any schar. Lahavidoi shouldn't have any schar in the next world. And says, "Lashon el ponov." Lashon el ponov. Arum Mishum Alevi, if Mali Mikra Kosev, it wouldn't be a first pasuk. If Shlaima, I wouldn't be able to say it. It's like someone who has a load on his face. Hashem wants to get rid of this load. He owes them the things. Just get at it. Just take care of it. I don't want to have this chayv, this debt that I owe them their schar. I just get rid of it right away. Give it to them right away. It's also an alpano. Mavakis Hashem, he wants to get rid of it. And the pasuk says in the same pasuk, and he won't hold back the payments to his enemies. He gives them right away. To his enemies, to Rishon, Hashem pays up right away. They get schar in this world. But Tzadikim, he waits. He doesn't give it in this world. And the darshan, we darshan like this. Two things. The second part of it will be in the us. First of all, the only place to do mitzvahs is Hayoyim, is in this world. In the next world, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. That's number one. And number two is, Hayoyim la soysom lomochel kavascharim. This world is a place to do the mitzvahs. Schar again in the next world. Schar, all the schar will be in the next world. But tzaddikim, they get schar in the next world. In this world, they don't get all the schar, therefore they should get cleansed and be 100% pure. And the next world, which is the Olam HaNitzchi, that's where they get the schar. Om Rav Chag, Givtem Rav Shmuel Achmeini, Ma'ayda Chsiv Erech Apayim, it's a double loss in Erech Apayim, Erech Afim Boyer Lej, say Erech Af, what's Apayim? Ela erech apayim l'tzadikim, erech apayim l'rashom. Is the erech apayim? So Rasha is apayim. Sounds like a face, a shiny face, and an angry face. So Hashem is meirech af for the rishoim that he doesn't destroy them right away. He gives them schar first, and later on destroys them. He's meirech af. And by tzadikim, he's meirech the potom soicha, because he doesn't give them all the schar in this world. He doesn't give all the schar, he waits for next world. So the erech is, Hashem waits for Rishom to punish him until the next world, and tzadikim, he waits to give him schar to the next world. And Tav Tosis speaks out that it's actually a taiva for the Rishom. He doesn't give them the inish right away, because he gives them a chance to do tshuva. He gives them a chance to do tshuva, just so it's a taiva. Because erech apayim, because Tosis bavarni akasha, erech apayim is one of the things we say good about Kodesh Baruch, it's one of the yud gimel midas, erech apayim. He doesn't give the inish right away. So what's the good thing? The good thing is that he gives them schar first and the oinish later on. This way he gives them a chance to do tshuva. And for tzaddikim it's good also. There's the erech for the schar. This way he does not use up his schar in this world, which is only temporary, and he gets the schar in the next world. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Rav Yehuda says that the bar and the wall around it, we'll see exactly what that means, can't be more than Beis HaSayim. Can't be more than 70 Amos on 70 Amos. Why not? Because it's not Hukah for Dira. It's not Hukah for Dira, who holds? Who holds it's not called a Dira place, and therefore it can't be too big because it has Din of a Karfif. So the maximum shear is Beis HaSayim. That's Yehuda Shita. So Gemara is going to clarify Shaila now. Obar Lehu. Bar opasim kama, oidilma bar v'loi pasim kama. And the Gemara will explain the Shaila. But let's first say what the words are. The words are like this, that we said that the walls around the bar have to be 2 amas away from the bar in order to fit a para roish of ruba inside the walls. So when we say Beis HaSayim, do we mean the bar together with those 2 amas all around, all together to Beis HaSayim, or the bar itself, the maximum is Beis HaSayim, you let it have another 2 amas outside with the walls outside it. So what's the shaila? What's the tuchdadim? So Gemara, it sounds like that's pashut. Even though it's not hukav adira, the walls could be 2 amas bigger than the bar. And what's the pshat? So the Chiddush Aran says because the ikker wall enclosure is for the bar, and that's where you measure the Beis HaSayim. The 2 amas on the outside, the new din de rabbanon, because you shouldn't be able to, you shouldn't worry that the para might schlep you outside. So those 2 amas on the outside are bottled to the enclosure, and it's fine if it's a little bigger. But the question is, it might be a new gzeira, why you can't have it so big. So let's see it inside. The bar pasim kamar, when it says Beis HaSayim, we don't have bar like pasim. The bar itself could be Beis HaSayim, plus the 2 amas of the pasim all around, 2 amas all around. Kamar. What's the shayla? Adam noisim ein v'bayroi. A person who sees this enclosure, looks at the bar, l'gazrina, and you're not gozer, d'ma also the 2 amas of Beis HaSayim. You're not gozer, maybe someone's going to come to carry in a more than Beis HaSayim for a karfif d'amo. He said, look, a karfif is more than 70 amas. He says, look at this karfif. It's more than 70 amas, 70 amas. You're not going to say that, because he looks at the bar, and the bar is only 70 amas, 70 amas. Right. A person doesn't look at the bar, look at the mechitza. And there it's taka bigger because Rian Dilma Osila Khlufa Yusuf Simon Karfif. They come to say they let him make a karfif bigger than Beis HaSayim. That is the shiloh. Does a person look at the bar and therefore there is no gzeira? Or do people look at the enclosure itself, the walls itself, and then there's a gzeira? If you allow this, people will think you're allowed to have a karfif bigger than Beis HaSayim. Let's bring a ride from a braisa. This braisa is similar to our Mishnah, but a few extra things. Toshima. How close could you make the walls of the pasim, the corner walls, how close could it be to the bar? So it says in this braisik, the roisha of a ruba shel para. It has to be not closer than roisha of a ruba shel para. You have to leave space where you could fit the roiv, the majority of a cow, inside the mechitzas. The reason is because he might come to carry if not. But kamahim ruchakim, how far could it be? How big could the enclosure be? A filakur, a filakurayim, a big, huge shear. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no, Beis HaSayim mutter, Yoyis Beis HaSayim also. Only Beis HaSayim, which is 70 amas v'shirayim, by 70 amas v'shirayim, that's it. Omer le'el Rabbi Yehuda, Tehitayin Tehrehu, you have to make the v'dir v'sar, aren't you masking by a corral, by a pen, where you keep animals, vasar, these are two type of pens, muksa, a backyard, the chotzen, a front courtyard, a fill base chemisus kurum, base hazar skurum, can be as big as you want, shemota. Amalem, yeah, there's zoom mechitza, that has mechitza, ve'elu pasim, this is only pasim. And therefore, since it's not shugum mechitza, it can't be bigger than base hazar. Let's read the tiny back. Shimra lozo, amen. Bar is base hazar, base hazar. The bar is 70 amas shirayim by 70 amas shirayim. It means the base of shirayim by shirayim, a square thing that's 70 amas in the amas. Mutter. Le'om v'laharchik, and you only have to, the only reason why we said that you have to not put the walls next to the bar, elekne reish v'ruba shaparo, only in order to fit in the majority of the paro. Now clearly, in Shimon ben Loza, he does not allow more than a sheer carpet, but he allows the bar to be base asayim and base asayim. He says bar base asayim mutum, not more than that. And but look, he measures with the bar, not with the pasim. So mid the kamar of Shimon Loza bar blei pasim. This is what Shimon Loza says. You measure with the bar, not with the pasim. Mechalad who the bar pasim kama. See from here who the holds bar pasim kama. Because what else is Mechalad Yehuda and Shimon Loza? If not, he's saying the exact same thing like Yehuda. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda is makbid on the mechitza should be less than base asayim. So it's a pshitas to the shayla. We're answering the shayla. So the gemara of Elohi, it's not a raya. Rabbi Yehuda also bar b'lei pasim kama. Maybe Yehuda also saying bar b'lei pasim like Rav Shimon ben Eloza. That you have the bar a chance to make base asayim and the bar itself could be a sheer base asayim and the outside we don't care about. Yehachi ha'ad Rav Shimon ben Eloza. So it's exactly Rav Shimon ben Eloza. What's the nafkamina? The more ikamina nafkamina is orach v'katan. Nafkamina is, Rav Shimon Loza says, the bar has to be base asayim, base asayim. He holds it has to be square. But let's say, instead of 70 and 70, it's 100 by 50. According to Shimon Loza, it won't be good. And according to Rav Yehuda, it will be good. And because really, it's machlekes later on, by every karfif, could it be 100 by 50? Learn from Sukkim to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Chaf Gimel. So that would be the machlekes of here. Look at Rav Shimon Loza's lashon. It sounds like bar has to be base asayim, base asayim. It has to be square dafka. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that the bar could be that size. Just he holds it more cool. It could be 100 by 50, and that would be fine. That is the machlekes of Shimon Loza and Rabbi Yehuda. The Braita just ends off with halacha from Shimon Loza. Klal Omer Rav Shimon Loza, kol avir shetashmishay ledira. Any avir that tashmishay ledira could go in dir v'sar. Which means every enclosure that you're making this enclosure in order to live in there. You're going, Dir Vesar, Muksa Vechatsa. Dir Vesar was saying the reason why it's made to live there is because either Shomer has a bias there, according to Rabbeinu Yonison, like we said before on Daf Yud Ches, or since the Roya, the shepherd, goes in and out, it's called Hukavadira. That's called Hukavadira. Dir Vesar, Muksa, the backyard, the Chatsa, the front yard. And then the Lachiz, I fill a base, Chamesh, Kurim, base, Sarah, Sakurim. Even if it's a huge amount, it's still good, a good enclosure. Mutter, a lot of carrying there. But if the dira is not tashmish l'dira, it's usually aver. It means you made this whole hut or this whole enclosure just for outside it. What's example? In Bergen and Shemesodis, then basically mutter, the limit of size is 70 by 70 amas. Yosef isayim also bigger than that is also because it's not called hook of a dira. If you made this enclosure just to protect the person while he's watching something out of it, that's not enough. Because it has to be something that I want to live there, not because I'm doing it for something out of it. Like Rashi says, it's made to watch something out of it, that is not called hukah for dira, and therefore it has a limit. It only could be the shear of base asayim. Shear of base asayim again is 100 by 50, but if you make it square, it's 70 amas by 70 amas of shirayim. 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds. And that's Hashem, the Gemara of Gimel and Beis will go into the math of how you figure this out. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. This Mishnah is going back on the Pasei Berois. Now you have here in Rishis Rabin, you had this bar, and you couldn't carry out of the bar onto the land, you know, onto the road around it. So you made these pasei berayos to make it into a shishiyachid, make everything into a shishiyachid. What happens if a shishirabim is going right through these mechitzas, right through these, on each corner you have a mechitza, and they're walking right through it? So it's a machlekes if that's mevatel the mechitza, if that annuls the mechitza, it ruins the mechitza. Machlekes, who do I mean? Im hoya derech shishirabim v'sakosam, if a shishirabim walk through these pasei berayos, you should move over the shirabim to the sides let them walk, you know, divert the Shurabim to go around the Pasuk Rosh. Because they go through it, they can Mavatal Mechitza. V'chomayrim, ein etzarach, you don't have to do that. It's not Mavatal Mechitza. V'chuda and Chavim, if Osi Rabim or Mavatal Mechitza. Rabbi Yechon Rav Loza, the Amri Tavai, Rabbi Yechon Loza came and said, Kan, in this Mishnah, had the Acha Koichon Shel Mechitzas. Here, in this Mishnah, the Chavim told us the power of Mechitzas, that even if Rabim walked through it, it will not affect it at all. Does that mean Rabbi Yechon is saying, are we hold like that? Before the Gemara Taka said, Rabbi Loza holds like that. What about Rabbi Yechon really holds that you don't say, Osi Rabim Vat Mechitza, you don't say that the people walking through it break the Mechitza. V'amar Rabbi Aruchan Rabbi Yechon, Yushalayim, the city of Yushalayim, Imoli Dol Sosis Nuhus V'Lailaf, not that the doors are closed at night. Chayav Lom Shirabim, Yechayav Shirabim, why? Because people walk right through it. Even though it's a walled city, since people walk through it, it breaks the Mechitzas. Elakam v'isvirle. Must be Rabbi Yechon does not hold of the Rabbanon. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that if a Shirabim goes through it, it does ruin the mechitza, and therefore in Yerushalayim, it's a problem. In Yerushalayim, since the Shirabim walks through it, therefore it's not a good mechitza. If not, that they had dalsos neulos v'laila. Tosis speaks out that even though Shirabim usually 16 amos wide, so maybe the kuli alma there. Because here we're talking about a pasuk rosh, which is the limit is 13 and a third amos. Maybe this is wider. Maybe it's more of a vat mechitza lekuli alma. So Taizu says Yerushalayim has a tzuras of Pesach. Since it has a tzuras of Pesach, it's better, and it would not. If not that osi rav vat mechitza, it would not be a problem. That's Taizu's the Masal of Ha speaks out. So the Gemara Vayta, V'Rami Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi we're going to show a stira in a different place, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon, the Talmud and the Braisa. We had this Braisa before. It's a Mishnah later on, really. And it's really a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. It says, Yes, sir, Al-Kain, on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi said even more, Mishael Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzuzhiz Rabbim. Someone has houses on two sides of Shishirabim, which makes it that if you stand between two houses, you have two walls. So Dr. Yehuda, also lechi mekam, lechi mekam, lechi mekam, lechi mekam, you put a lechi on two sides, or a kaira on both sides, v'noisim b'emtei, you carry inside. It must be that he holds that it's mechitza, the two sides. If Shishirabim is walking through it, so that's our bottom tiny back. Omer v'le'oi, ein ma'arav Shishirabim, I can't make ma'arav Shishirabim, Shishirabim walk right through it, it doesn't work. So what do you see? Here it's like reversal of the roles. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Asi Rav after Mechitza. The Rav walks through it, no problem. The Rabbanon holds, it's a problem of Rav walking through it. And our Mishnah is the opposite. So it's Mamash Yastira. Kasha the Yehuda Yehuda, Kasha the Rabbanon the Banon. So Kasha Yehuda Yehuda, Kasha the Rabbanon the Banon. And my answer is no. The Yehuda would like Kasha, Hosan Nikosh de Mechitza, and Ma'ayasah. It's not Shva. Hosam the ikashte mechitzas v'aliyasa. There you have two full mechitzas. So there's no rav and vatal mechitza. Hocha by pasay beroyos lekashte mechitzas v'aliyasa. None of those mechitzas are full. Every mechitza is a breach, as parot meruba. So therefore, even though there's four mechitzas, but they're not full mechitzas. So there he holds that's a weak mechitza and osi rav vatal mechitza. Mashenken two full mechitzas is better. That's our Yehuda svar. And there are bala mamash the opposite. The Rabbanon Rav Nami Lekasha, Hocha Ika Shem Ar Mechitzas. By passive brayos, you have four mechitzas. Okay, it's not that has a breach in the middle, but you have four mechitzas. So therefore, there's no Asi Rabim. Umvat Mechitzas. Hasam Leka Shem Dal Mechitzas. There aren't four mechitzas, only two mechitzas, and therefore, it's not a Rai. It's the Rabim will be Mevatalit. The Rabim will be Mevatalit. That's the chilek between the two things.